This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 470, and today we're going to be reviewing some questions, basically 21 questions, mental strength questions, to help you reach peak performance. Now, most of the time we think about peak performance as peak performance in sports, and that is where a lot of it comes from, but we can also have peak performance in life, depending on what we want to accomplish, what our goals are. Remember those things that you set about 9 days ago, your goals for this year, for this month, for the next 3 months. And we also can have peak performance at work. So there's a lot of peak performance, and the similarities and the analogy of using sports to help out with life just goes hand in glove, at least in my mind it does. So some of these questions may seem more sports or athletic oriented. And if you just shift your perspective a little bit and say, how can I apply this to my romantic life? How can I apply this to my business life? You will find those answers. And so the reason behind these questions is, and again, they're divided in different categories, but the reason behind them is to help you start to become familiar with where your mindset is, right? Again, these are mental strength questions, and we need to develop that mental strength to reach peak performance. We have to have that grit, the resilience, the mental strength, all of it packaged in order to reach peak performance. And that is dependent upon some really great goals that you have set. Peak performance on itself is irrelevant if you don't have a goal that you're trying to accomplish. So the main thing about peak performance is that we want to have a goal for it, whether it's CrossFit, whether it's amount of sales, whether it's deepening a relationship, whatever that is, we want to be able to reach that peak performance. So I'm going to go through the categories and then the questions for each one of those. So for energy management, right? So are you able to increase your energy when you're feeling lethargic or flat? So let's say you wake up and you want to go to the gym, but you say, no, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like going to work. How are you able? Because we are absolutely in control of our thoughts and our energy. Yes, hydration is important. Yes, caffeine may be important. Maybe some more important than we want it to be. And our mindset is important, but we are in control of that. And so with underneath energy management, do you effectively psych yourself up and get ready for your practice, your competition, your presentation, or your show, right? Can you really get yourself psyched, not nervous, but excited, but jazzed about ready to go to it? Can you do those things? Can you bring yourself up when you're flat? Can you get yourself excited? Are you able to relax effectively, efficiently, if you get too nervous? Now, if you're going to ask somebody out for a date for the first time, if you're going to ask your boss for a raise, if you're going to be in a competition, our adrenaline usually starts to flow so quickly that our hands start to shake and we get this real nervousness around it. Are you able to effectively and efficiently reduce that stress? The main way, just as a hint, is through breathing. When you exhale more than you inhale, so the count You know, a 7 count in, 11 count out will help with that nervousness. But these questions, just as a FYI, these questions are on the show notes where this podcast is hosted. And again, you can find it at warriormindcoach.com and then use the pull down menu and look for the blog. But these are questions that I really, really want you to consider because they will affect your performance. They will affect your peak performance. So we've gotten done with energy management. Now we're going to go over to visualization, or as I like to call it, mental rehearsal. And the questions here are, do you imagine fully specific skills and techniques in practice or competition before that? What that means is, before you go in to do a sales presentation, do you mentally rehearse what you're going to do, how you're going to do it? When you're in an athletic practice, when you're going to the gym and you're going to do some weights, do you mentally rehearse what that looks like? If you're going to go to, even if you're going to a cycling class, how do you mentally rehearse yourself going through that? All of this is important. And you may go, well, it's just cycling. I just get on there, I strap on, I pedal. Well, that, if you said that about everything else in life, you wouldn't be accomplishing anything, right? Because how we do anything is a reflection of how we do everything. And even something as simple as Zumba, cycling, quote, exercising, which athletes don't exercise, they work out. But and all of you are athletes, at least in my mind. So whatever you're going to do, if you're going to ask that person out on a date, do you mentally rehearse it? Can you mentally rehearse the feel of the performance? What that means is, when you are lifting a weight, can you actually feel that weight being lifted before you lift it, right? That is critical in that, because with mental rehearsal, it's full sensory. That is, it's visual, auditory, kinesthetic. Kinesthetic meaning, can you feel it? And that goes on to this next question, is can you see this rehearsal through your own eyes? When we look at performing mental rehearsal, we often look at it as if we're watching a movie or a TV. We see ourselves doing the maneuvers that we want. That is one way. But the way to create muscle memory, a muscle awareness, and muscular connection is to actually see it through your own eyes. So if I was going to ask you to go to the refrigerator, you know, close your eyes, go to the refrigerator, look for that lemon, get that lemon, put it on the counter, cut it, watch the juices flow all over the place, take that lemon and just bite into it. And this is a process that I would want you to use to help train your mental rehearsal. Did you see the lemon? Did you smell the lemon? Could you taste it as you were holding it up to yourself? That's how vivid you want to get with your mental rehearsal. The next is goal setting. And I'm going to go through goal setting again because it is that important. And with goal setting, we want to make sure that we have long-term goals, let's just say for a year from now. We want to have midterm goals, which would be 9 months, 6 months, 3 months. And then we want to have short-term goals, which would be 1 month, 1 week, and what do you need to do today? Are you setting those goals? If you don't set those goals, you're just bumping through life. I mean, you could even set a one-year goal, but if you don't know how you're going to get there, you're just bumping through life. And I equate this to taking a long road trip. As many of you know, I've moved from Bend to Colorado Springs. And during the summer, I took many road trips out here. So I had a goal for the day to get to Spring Rocks, Wyoming, within about 12 hours. But in order to do that, so that was my goal for the day. In order to do that, I had to go through Idaho, I had to go through Utah, and I knew my touch points if I was making progress or not. The same thing with life. If you know what you want to get accomplished this month, that's great. But what do you need to get accomplished this week? What do you need to get accomplished this day? Now, just setting goals is one part of it. But do you evaluate your progress? So let's say today you're in sales. Not today you're in sales, but let's say you're in sales. And then today you have an objective, a goal of reaching out to 5 clients, not prospect, but clients. And you get done with the end of the day. And the question comes up, did you contact them? I don't know. I called a bunch of people. I'm not too sure. Well, that would be if you didn't register or evaluate your goals. If you are a top performer in sales, you would evaluate. Yes, I did 5 and actually I did 6. Great. So you need to be able to evaluate your actions, and then how did those actions move you closer to the achievement of it? And this is essential. And this is where people get lazy. They set these goals. I want to feel better. I want a better relationship. I want more money. And those aren't goals. Those are objectives. And then they go through life and they'll go through the first week in January, second week in January, the whole month of January. They don't evaluate what they got accomplished. They don't evaluate their goals and they have no idea if they're getting any closer to what they want. And then here we are at the end of 2020 and they're complaining about the same old thing because they haven't put this stuff into action. And this is what I'm here for, coach, right? Is to hold people accountable, help set goals, help set strategies, help sell tactics so that we know if you are on track or not. And if you start to come off track, what is it going to take to get you back on track? And that's all part of goal setting. The next topic here is self-talk. And self-talk is basically, what do you say to yourself all day long? What do you say to yourself, let's say this is a sporting event, what do you say to yourself the morning of the event? What are you talking to yourself? You know, are you looking outside going, oh man, it's cold, it's going to be lousy on the track, I'm probably going to slip, right? What is your self-talk the day of the event? What is your self-talk as you're warming up? What is your self-talk the seconds before the event? More importantly, what is your self-talk after the event? Man, I screwed up. I really suck at this. All of this affects your performance. The same thing with sales. Well, I did a presentation, but they didn't like it, so I suck at this. No, this type of self-talk is only going to hold you back from peak performance. If you had a friend that came to you and gave you those same scenarios, would you be a good friend to them and going, hey, listen, you might have messed up a little bit, but I know you have it in you. I know you can do it. Are you saying that to yourself? Are you consciously managing your communications? Are you saying a story that you want to live or one that you don't want to live? Many of us talk about a story that we don't want to live. That is, geez, it's going to rain out there. I'll probably slip on the track. We don't want that, but we're going to do it. Oh, the weight's going to be really heavy today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift it. That's something that you don't want. Oh, I'll ask this person out, but they'll probably say no. Again, that's something that we don't want. As opposed to, hey, I'm going to ask this person out, and I know I'm going to get a wonderful response. The no could be a wonderful response if it's done correctly, but how do you see it? So what is your self-talk? Your self-talk is going to create behaviors to create what you're talking about. I don't know if you can really get this, but when you start thinking and talking, you're creating a picture. And when you start vocalizing it, you are manifesting that in life. So what is your self-talk? Are you controlling it? Are you saying it the way you want it? The next aspect is your emotional control. Are you able to manage your emotions under a pressure situations? If you get agitated, if you get angry, if you get excited, do you have the tools and resources to, one, identify what you're feeling, and then two, shift it for a benefit of what you're about to perform? So if you're getting anxious, are you able to shift that anxiousness to excited so the excitement will help you perform better? When something upsets you beforehand, let's say you have your routine, and we'll talk about sales. So let's say you have your sales routine. You sit in your car, you listen to some exciting music, you get pumped, and you have this whole routine. What if you couldn't get that station? What if your CD player? What if your MP3? What if you lost internet and you couldn't get the music? Would you get so upset that it would take you out of the game? It's great to have rituals, but we also need to have the strength and discipline to work beyond the rituals. And that would be the emotional control. Most of us really have no idea what the emotion we're feeling. We have these big chunked up language of I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm happy, I'm okay. And okay isn't an emotion, but people say, how are you feeling? Okay. But that's not an emotion. That's a default cop-out of really expressing themselves. But do you have that emotional control? The emotional control is going to help you focus on what you want to get. And speaking of focus, the next thing is attentional control. Do you wander? Are you getting ready for your event? Are you about to ask this person out and you see somebody else walk in and you look at them? And you think, and you see the TV, if it's at a pub or a bar or a public place, maybe a gym or a fitness facility, you're walking up to them and then you get distracted. Shiny object, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. How long can you hold your attention? If you look at wolves, when they start to hunt, they get focused. They are there. And I would encourage you to look at wolves when they are playing, because they play wonderfully. Wolves are great examples for how we can live our lives. But when they are focused, when they're going to compete, meaning when they're going to run down that elk or that deer, you look at them, they are focused. Nothing, nothing, nothing distracts them. Do you have that focus when you get your goal in sight? Are you that committed? Attention control. So when we start looking at what's important now, use the WIN formula, W-I-N. What's important now? And that will help you stay focused. And then negative thinking. Now, we don't want to increase our negative thinking, but it's also, are you able to refocus when you get distracted? So, you know, this gets back to self-talk, and this could be a subset of self-talk. But when you start thinking negative, when you get distracted, are you able to redirect your thoughts? When you have thoughts of failures or screwing up, are you able to redirect them even after the event? And this is what's so critical, is that most people think that positive thinking or not talking negatively only happens before. Well, if it's a long enough event, you're going to have before, after, and during. And the after part is as important. It's going to set you up for more success or less success the next time around. So after the event, are you able to manage your thoughts? If you didn't do as well as you did, are you able to look at it objectively and change the thoughts and cancel out any negative thoughts? All of these things are critical, critical, essential in achieving peak performance. So there you have it. These things are so essential that if you practiced these three questions under these categories every day, every week, and you made it a determination, you don't even have to be in athletics, but just part of life. Are you able? So, you know, we'll just use energy management for an example. If you're in a relationship and your partner says something that gets you really irritated, are you able to manage your energy? You want to have peak performance in your relationship, but that's only going to come about if you're able to manage your energy. So really, 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 I mean, I just consider going to the website, look at these show notes, print them out, and start to work on them. If you really wanted to master these, if you really, really, really wanted to start to master your life, achieve peak performance, or request your introductory consultation. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if we are a good fit for each other, and then we can put a program together for you to reach peak performance and start to master your life. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, Every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.